I always think, like, if I'm about to do something, how can I leverage AI to help me do this better than I would have the old way?
This is Outside Sales Talk, the best podcast for outside salespeople. I'm your host, Steve Benson, and we're here to chat with the world's top sales experts so that you can get their best sales tactics to level up your game. Welcome back to Outside Sales Talk. Today, I've got Ryan Staley with me, and we're going to talk about leveraging AI tools to save time in sales. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, man. Happy to be on here. Happy to talk about this. So excited because I think it's unlocking things that salespeople have never been able to do before at rapid speed. So excited to share this with you and your audience.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, everyone's biggest complaint, whether it's a manager of a sales team or the salespeople in the sales team, is I don't get to spend enough time actually selling because I have to do so much busy work, prep, et cetera. And a lot of what we're going to talk about today is how you can use a computer to offload some of that busy work. Oh, yeah. So as a little background and by way of introduction, Ryan is the founder and CEO of Whale Boss, which is a cutting edge consultancy designed around providing fast results. Ryan helps B2B sales leaders and sales professionals capitalize on the AI revolution and in order to earn more and do less busy work. Ryan is also the host of the Scale Up Show podcast, and he's really one of the top voices in AI. So he's a great guy to listen to and learn from. He's going to share how sales teams can grow faster and bring in more revenue with AI. So first question, where did this start for you, Ryan? I mean, all of us have been hearing about AI everywhere for a couple of years now. How did you first get started kind of engaging with ChatGPT and other AI tools that you're recommending today for use in sales?
Yeah. So the inflection point or the key moment is I actually had a guest on my show about a year ago named Chris Savage from Wistia. And Chris, it was like in between the show. Actually, it was in between the show. He's like, hey, man, have you ever played with this tool called DALL-E? And it was DALL-E version 1, which is the text to graphic generator that OpenAI created. And so I'm like, no, I haven't heard of it. And he gave me the website. And then that weekend, my daughter is more creative on the creative side. She was 10 at the time. And so I'm like, hey, let's play with this and let's see with it. Because I like integrating like work into my children and business so that they can understand it and have higher starting point than I did when it comes to some of this stuff technologically, right? So we played with it and I was like, okay, this is cool, right? It wasn't quite there. And then shortly thereafter, ChatGPT got released on it. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this and let's see. And so this was the point in time where everything shifted for me. Everything changed is when I asked it a question that I knew to be true based on 10,000 hours of like actual in-meeting experience. And the question was this. The question was, and I'll get to why it was so transformative. The question was like, I would look at really, well, as a quick backdrop, I mean, I grew a business unit from 0 to $30 million in ARR with only 4 salespeople in 5.5 years. And one of the things that we did there was sell to enterprise customers or larger organizations. And so what I did is I asked it a question around like how a CIO was evaluated, like what KPIs they were evaluated on, what challenges they had in hitting those KPIs, and then how did it emotionally affect them? And it got close to maybe 95% of the way there just from those single questions or those 3 questions that I asked. And so I was both scared and excited at the same time. And I'm like, this is going to change everything. I could either run away from this and get run over by it, or I could run towards it and then really help educate the sales professional, sales leader, revenue space on this so that people don't lose their jobs and can become superhuman in the process.
So cool. And let's talk about that. How does AI impact sales teams? I mean, everybody talks about how it can, write an article for you, but as a salesperson, how does this impact you?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this a little bit before the show started, but I believe like if the sales is like a death by 1,000 paper cuts in terms of things that can defocus you as a rep or as a leader, because there's so many different things that you need to execute on, which is exactly why Badger Maps was created, right? One less thing they need to focus on so they could spend more time actually selling. Okay. So I think if you look at it, there's tasks like that. So a real simple tactical example is, let's say, account research. You know, that might take 15 minutes per an account if you want to make sure you have everything dialed in with the decision maker and how to do that. If your folks listening, if you, the listeners, is meeting with 8 people a day there, what effectively it is 15 minutes times 8 people to prepare for those meetings. You know, that's a lot of wasted time. What is that? That's 30 minutes times 4. That's 120 minutes. It's 2 hours of prep to get ready for those 8 appointments. And so what, like a simple example, if you know how to prompt the large language models, and what I mean by that is like ChatGPT, Claude, or Bard, you could cut that time from 15 minutes per activity to like a minute or 30 seconds, right? And it'll be much higher quality. And so think of that as one example, but there's probably 5 to 10 examples of that happening in a day. So that's how I look at it from a time perspective. There's also like strategy, innovation, and a lot of other areas that you could talk about, but that's like the first example is what I would say.
And do you think that AI is being utilized enough in sales today? I mean, I assume that you see a ton of opportunity that for sales teams to use this.
I think it's exponentially underutilized. And what I mean by that is like, I mean, there's even been studies like if you look at it. So Amazon just released a study on this recently, and this isn't just sales, but this is across the board. A lot of sales and marketing folks were included in this. And one of the key stats was, I'm looking at this because it's right next to me, is it's close to, like, you look at the barriers of AI implementation for sales teams. There's two areas. There's on the employer side and the employee side, right? So 83%, I think it was 83 or 82% of employers, like, don't have a program or don't have an enablement program around that. And that's not including everybody. That's just the mass majority don't even have that. At the same time, if you look at salespeople, I think it was close to, or employees, you look at it, close to another 80% of folks don't know where to find resources and how to do this. And so I think that's one of the biggest barriers is like companies, A, don't have any program or plan for it because it's happening so fast. And sales teams don't know how to do it because all they see on social media are just like prompt cannons of people dropping 2,000 prompts out that have nothing to do with them, that are all based around social media or like niche use cases in marketing. So they don't truly know how to use it. So I think those are some of the biggest barriers of it. The other is, I would say, so that's one. One is resource from a company and employee perspective. The other is, too, is people are not making it a priority because they don't understand what's possible yet. And once they understand what's possible, and if you could free up 40 to 80 hours a month, would you take 4 hours to learn it? I mean, the answer would be yes, right? So that's kind of how I think the barriers are occurring for people in terms of executing this.
Makes a ton of sense. You have a sales, you know, the 20-minute sales org, right? Can you explain to us what that is and how to use it?
Yeah. So I just gave a tactical example of like a task that you could automate or cut down 90% of time, right? So the 20-minute sales org, effectively what that was is I did an experiment, was very, very fortunate, had a trip to Turks and Caicos, was flying there, and had about 20 minutes before we landed, and I still had internet access, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to try this and see if this is possible. This was all the way in like early April of 23. So what I did is I'm like, I wonder if I could do a project or work that would take me hours, probably 8 hours to do the old way versus leveraging AI. So I'm just like, I'm just going to power through and see if I could do this. So what I did is I created a sales org that was designed around, okay, what's the comp plan for a team based on the budget and numbers I wanted to hit, right? So that was step one. Step two is I created how to evaluate that team on a weekly, monthly, annual, quarterly basis. I created a management operating system with team meetings, group meetings, ways to evaluate them, right? And on top of it too, I created a tech stack of what they should leverage for under $1,000. Actually, ChatGPT came back to a $250 recommendation, which was pretty wild, with a stack of tech that they recommend. And then I created a job description on top of that, did all that in less than 20 minutes. And so effectively that just shows, like, if you have deep work that you need to do, whether it's strategy or organizational, this could execute at a very high level for either tasks or strategic initiatives or go-to-market initiatives like that, where it takes a lot of thought and detail. And the results it gave were really impressive.
So yeah, designing a whole sales org, and that's, and really a lot of figuring out a lot of stuff that managers spend a ton of time figuring out, like comp plans, doing job descriptions, et cetera. What would you say are your biggest concerns that businesses face when it comes to using AI, like as a sales team? What should you be worried about, and how can you minimize those risks?
Yeah, so there's kind of two core concerns I have. One is there, and this isn't just related to sales, this is related to the whole white collar profession. I think we can see as many as 30% of jobs get displaced. And like, so that scares the living hell out of me, because like, I know if you don't have income or you don't have a job, it's one of the most stressful things for a family, for a marriage, for anyone to have in their life. And so there's the potential, the real potential that that's going to happen. Okay. If we bring this down to sales specifically, I think if you look at really low cost dollar value deals or annual contract values or transactions, those are going to be automated based on the fact that if you look at the stats, close to, I think it was like 74%, might even be 82% of buyers would rather not deal with a salesperson. Right. So like the data is pointing in that direction for that. So I would say that's step one. And then in terms of concern, step two, I would say is just the concentration of power that these organizations have. And I think, you know, I love OpenAI. I love what ChatGPT or what they've done with ChatGPT and DALL-E and other things are in terms of the large language models. However, I think because of the whole thing that happened with Sam Altman, where effectively he got fired by the board and then rehired like 5 days later, five days later, basically forced everybody to take a step back and look at and say, hey, we need to have diversification here. We need to have protection, because the power of someone like that having everything and such a dominant market share is scary, because like, I think tech is amazing and can do amazing things for us in our life. However, there's a lot of things he's pushing so fast so far that there's could be unintended consequences of what happens from everything that AI is doing, right? So those are kind of like my core concerns with it moving forward.
Not to mention the Terminator movies. We all saw those.
Well, that's what it leads into, man. Like, yeah, I mean, Terminator 2, we laugh at it, but like, you know, there's things that they've shown where like they don't even know how it totally functions in some areas. Like you have a machine that could think probably, I don't know, 100 million times faster and process information than we can. And it's eventually going to get to the point where these tools have a higher reasoning, thinking ability than we do as humans. And we've never created a tool to help us before that could do that. You know what I mean? So you just stop and think of that alone. Like, we're creating something that, like, literally once AGI hits in a few years, if it hasn't hit already, like, we are having machines that are actually smarter than us. We've always been at the top of the food chain when it comes to that. And that's part that's a little scary when you look at this.
Yeah, certainly some risks there. I mean, are there any ethical considerations or other things that that sales teams should keep in mind that you think they'll encounter as they use AI?
Ethics. I mean, there's some things like I would not hear. Well, this is more protection of them, right? I would not feed like client data into that isn't sanitized. So I would not do that. So that's a consideration that's more for protection. In terms of ethical, I mean, there's going to be a gravitation, because so much content and information is going to be compounded and created, that I think there's going to be a focus on safeguards so that people understand if they're interacting with an AI or not. That's very hard to track and manage, but that's a consideration because, like, you know, it's kind of like when someone got catfished, right? Where they think they were meeting up with someone that they had a relationship with that wasn't who they thought they were. I think that could happen easily with AI and deep fakes, and it could expose a whole world of bad actors on that. However, I think just on the opposite sides of it, there's so many good things that could come from it too, that it's not all doom and gloom. It's just, we got to look at both sides of it with anything else.
Makes sense. What are some future trends that you see coming around the corner for AI and in sales?
Yeah, so, and this relates to marketing, or this relates to the whole job function, not just sales. But if you look at it, just look at the arc of, and we'll use OpenAI, not saying that they're only the only person to think about, but they're the leader, right? So if you look at the transition, effectively what they did with the model is they released a B2C version of the AI model to everybody, gave it to them for free, tested it out, then they started monetizing it, right? Use that training data. And then what they did is created the ability to create GPTs. So GPTs are effectively like assistants, right? And you can do that in the version that's private, or you can do it in a public version. And basically the barriers that existed for non-technical people to create technical products keep getting knocked down, right? So what I think OpenAI is going to do is they're going to take the data from the most used GPTs in this GPT store that's being created, which is like Apple's App Store, if you will, but for AI components, and they're going to train agents on them. So those agents are going to be self-autonomous AIs that don't need human interaction to do the work for us. So if I look at like the next 12 months, I think video AI is going to take off. That's one. And then the other is we're going to progress from, you know, from just plain GPTs, or I should say a chatbot to a GPT to agents to groups of agents, right? And that's how it's going to transition. So I am like very, very certain that that's going to happen next year.
Kind of like the Matrix had agents, and then there were groups of agents in the Matrix too. I'm following you. I'm following you.
Exactly.
Mr. Anderson.
Well, and I didn't, here's the thing too. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. I didn't really finish my thought. So how it's specific to sales, and I'll give you a real world example, because this always like helps people connect the dots, is like, instead of you having to ask, let's say ChatGPT, like, how do I do this? Or can you create an email that looks like this for this persona at this type of company, right? And it's customized for you. All you would need to do is to say, think of it as a higher level, like an outcome base. So I want to create a 5 email sequence based on this persona profile that's in my CRM across these 100 profiles, create a 5 email sequence, put this all together, and then set it up in drafts in each one of the sequencer that I'm using, let's say outreach or something else, have it ready to go. And then like, you just have to give it the command and the agents will do all the work for you. So it's taking the tactical like lifting out of it. That's kind of gives you a real world example of what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's actually the next thing I wanted to kind of talk about, was what are some of the actual things that a field salesperson can do with AI? We've talked about researching a customer before meetings. We've talked about a sales manager building out comp plans. We've talked about writing a job description. What else would you say are useful things that AI can do for a field salesperson?
Yeah. And is there any specific verticals you want me to focus on at all, or
verticals? I mean, just, I would say field sales in general. I mean, you know,
okay.
Anyone that goes out and meets face to face, what could they with their customers, you know, how could they use AI specifically, and what specific AI tool does that?
Yeah, so I think like if you only pick one, or if you're new to it, you could start with one. The top three are ChatGPT, Claude, and Bard. I think the best output is ChatGPT right now in terms of quality. Google has just released Gemini, which is the next version of what they have. It's gotten better, but ChatGPT as of now is still the best, and the tests do that. So if you were to start, I would leverage that model. To get started, I would also just start very, very simple And instead of using Google for a question or something that you would leverage for research, content, information, try using ChatGPT for it. And then start experimenting from there, right? So you'll see it's like a hyper customized version of Google without having to deal with all the ads and sorting through all the SEO of different rankings that based on articles, right? So I think that's one key difference. Other like real tactical examples, you could use it for objection role-playing. So I don't have this pulled up right now, but I'm pulling it up if you're watching the video on it. There's a ChatGPT mobile app, which you can see right here, right? The cool thing about it is if you click on the little headset right here, you could literally talk to it. So I did a podcast of mine where I wanted to practice objection handling, and I leveraged Chris Voss, who's a world expert negotiator, had the AI act like Chris Voss and give me negotiation feedback on how to answer the questions of like, I don't have it in my budget, or you know, I need approval for it from this person, right? So common sales objections, you could role play with it like that. You could have it help you create a sales presentation. You could have it for any single part of the sales process to hyper rapidly create it. So if you think of it, there's the buckets on the productivity side, which are like, I'm saying like research, presentation creation, sales script creation, objection handling, but it's customized to who you're meeting with. So you could put the website of that company in there with your offering and then have it customize that. So those are all examples. I have a program called the Sales AI Accelerator, which is basically a program where I give you a prompt library for the sales folks to leverage that. So all they have to do is type in one word in one of these AI tools, fill in a couple of customizations, and then boom, all this work is done for you. So it breaks it down by every tactical use case basically throughout the sales process.
Very cool. And that's all with ChatGPT as the actual AI that you're using.
That is a combination of it, right? The majority of it, I would say, is ChatGPT, but there's some stuff, for example, Bard is really good at, which is Google's product. There's some things that Claude is really good at, which is basically invested in by Amazon and Google as well, right? So what I've kind of found with these large language models is ChatGPT is the best overall. However, a lot of them have different strengths and weaknesses with what they do. But for example, like Claude, if you're meeting with a larger company, you could have it do a research on an annual report or a 10K, right? So like you could have it do research on, for ChatGPT, you could have it do research on the past 5 product releases or blog posts that that company has had. Their companies, or I should say their logos, their competitors, right? All that pulled up with you in a couple seconds, right? So those are things you could do as well.
Okay. Makes sense. And I think a lot of people just don't have a lot of experience with using it. Would you say the best way to learn how to use something like ChatGPT or Bard or Claude is to just jump in and start using it? Or are there resources that you would recommend to kind of familiarize yourself with it? Or is it kind of just point and click and people should just try it out?
There are some definite nuances to it. I mean, like if you look at, so like a real simple resource, like I post free content, like how to's on LinkedIn all the time with it, right? I do videos, I provide cheat sheets, I provide use cases. So all that's right there. That Sales AI Accelerator, like I give 9 free AI resources with different details on how to do it just for trying it. So like those are examples that you could leverage. I think besides folks like me, there's not a lot of people that are focused on it explicitly for sales. You can look at, you know, general use cases as well that are out there on LinkedIn or Twitter. However, I would always try and look at it and think through the lens of like, okay, what's the specific use cases? Because it's a combination of like understanding the models and domain expertise. So but like I said, there's a lot of free resources that I share on that. And that'll get you going from like kind of a crawl to a sprint really fast.
Outstanding. Next section, I wanted to do sales in 60 seconds. So quick questions and quick answers. First question, what's a common mistake that you see when salespeople start using AI tools?
Yeah, they try it once and have a really bad question, and then they get a cruddy result, and then they never use it again. that's what I would say, you know. And they're like, "Oh, this isn't very good. Oh, this is hype, right?" But it's garbage in, garbage out. If you don't know how to prompt it and ask the questions the right way, you're not going to get great outputs.
Makes sense. What's an unexpected way that AI can be used by sales organizations? I mean, obviously we've covered a lot of the expected ways, but are there any surprises or, that you've run into?
There's a lot of ways. I mean, I think like a couple of unexpected ways. Most people don't understand that it has this tool called Code Interpreter, which does data analysis in there, which is like a data scientist working for you. That's a very simple way that leaders could do it with sanitized data. And then if you are a field sales rep and you're using it, if you want to create like custom thank you notes, or you want to create like visuals, or you want to create a movie for someone, like you could literally type in words and that will be done. So it enables customization in really creative ways that most people don't really think about. Like one other example too, and this is kind of applicable, but Amazon, basically what they would do is they would have employees write a press release for a new product before it came out to show the end result and then work backwards for there, right? Like you could literally do that in a prospect email in the voice of Jeff Bezos for a prospect you're meeting with, and it gets mapped out in, you know, a minute or two. So those are real simple examples.
Very cool. And what's your best tip for getting people to onboard and getting them excited? If you're a leader of a team, or maybe you're an innovator on a sales team, what's your best tip for getting other people on your team excited and on board with using AI?
Yeah. So leaders lead, right? Leaders got to go first. And so I literally just wrote a post, dropped it today on this. It's funny because like literally you could 2x the output of your team in 1 month for free if you apply this process. So what I would recommend is as a leader, do some research, find out what's possible. Take 2 hours, right? 2 hours to 2x your team. Take 2 hours and like try it for use cases that you have. Try and understand it. And then what I would do is share those with your team. Have your team then take 2 hours the following week, find 3 use cases and present it to the organization. And then what happens is you can upvote the best and most, you know, critical use cases from there. And start doing that weekly at your sales team meeting and iterating on top of that. Before you know it, you have a ton of different AI workflows that are enabling your organization to scale really fast.
Very cool. Are there any daily habits that you're employing that help you save time?
Yeah. So I use it. I just use it every day, right? I shifted from like, okay, how do I do something? And then, you know, what tools can I leverage? And I always think like, if I'm about to do something, how can I leverage AI to help me do this better than I would have the old way? Like, that's kind of a primary question I've started asking myself. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, until you asked me that question, I would never have thought of that. Right. But that's a new primary question that I kind of asked myself. The other thing too, that's really, really critical, Steve, is like, especially if you're just starting, just try using it for 15 minutes a day. This is my recommendation. This is gold, by the way. And then at the end of the day, just keep a log of what you tried and what you learned and what other use cases you might think are possible, right? Those, just that alone. And what started to happen once I did that, I started to get momentum because I'm like, oh, wow, I did this yesterday. I did that before. And then the ideas in my head started flowing of what was possible and where else I could take it. And then things really started to take off. So I think that could help as well for someone. So those are two. I know you only asked for one, but those are two.
No, that's fantastic. And, you know, as an actionable takeaway, how should the field sales folks listen today get started with benefiting from AI? What would just, you know, step one tomorrow morning, what do you do?
Yeah, well, like I said, the simple one is just try it for 15 minutes a day. If you want like the whole package and everything, literally just my website's AI for Revenue is where I have it. You could try you get nine free resources on all this that'll give you a sprinting start. And just here's what I would say. Yeah, I'm giving it for free. You try it for free for 15 days. You could try the accelerator. You could have the prompt library. All you need to do is actually use it, right? Like that's all you have to do. Like just try one use case, right? And set it up and then you'll get hooked. So that's what I would say. I'm biased, of course. So if you don't want to use me, that's totally cool too, right? I would find a handful of people that you really appreciate on social that do this, and then just look at content. You can even look on YouTube. There's different videos. They're not specific to sales in most cases with AI. They're more general, but that'll get the wheels flowing. So those are three examples that you could leverage, either the resource I have, social, or, you know, like YouTube's got videos on it too.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to try to summarize some of the wisdom you've dropped on us here. First of all, AI can help you execute simple tasks so that you can spend more time actually selling, which, as we know, salespeople are always caught up in doing busy work and filling out TPS reports, and AI is something that can really help you with that. It can help with tasks like account research, so you can prep better for your sales meetings. Research is one of these things that we all know that we're supposed to spend 15 minutes before every meeting, you know, learning about our customer, get everything top of mind. I would always find myself like, I would try to add, as I remember going up the elevator, I would always try to like be able to look at my phone one last time. This is a BlackBerry in those days. And I would try to have like a short, you know, some notes and that I would have added to my calendar entry. You can get really great summaries and do really great research really quickly with AI. The estimate that Ryan gave was that in all these different things you can do with AI tools, you can save 40, maybe even 80 hours a month of work. So you really can get more juice out of your squeeze. One thing to keep in mind, avoid adding specific customer data into AI tools to keep things safe. A lot of them, you know, they're not necessarily private, they're surfacing information. So a great place to start is just start with ChatGPT. It's often the best one. Other great tools include Bard, and Bard is /Gemini from Google, and then Claude, which is kind of Google Amazon's tool. Just start with the simple searches that you would type into Google, and instead of getting links to articles and stuff about that where your answer will be found, it's just going to summarize the answer for you. You can use AI sales tools for tasks like sales research, sales objections role-playing exercises, creating customized sales presentations, building comp plans, building job descriptions, preparing a whole bunch of emails, creating sales scripts, you know, that are customized just by adding in the website of the prospect. You can check out competitors and kind of figure out who are the competitors of this prospect. You can get your own data analyst with the code interpreter, the ability to kind of interpret data. Have it write custom thank you notes. There's so many creative ways to use this tool. You can add your prospect's website in ChatGPT and get really specific results and customized things for the people that you're pitching to. And it's really important to learn to give ChatGPT good prompts if you want to get good results. That's a common mistake people make, is not learning how to really control the machine, I guess it is. A great way to learn, just try using it for 15 minutes a day and see what you can learn. And hopefully that pays itself off fast enough in terms of time saved that you free up some time to learn more things and just, you know, allow yourself to scale up. Ryan, this has been so useful and tactical for folks to really get more out of their time and learn how to do this. You mentioned a few resources, but where would you recommend listeners go to read more about your work, learn more from you, and get a hold of you?
Yeah, no, and thanks for having me on, Steve. This was a lot of fun. I would say like my website is ryanstaley.io. Very simple there. I have the Sales AI Accelerator on AI for Revenue, FOR, AI for Revenue.com. So you can access it there if you want those tools and free resources. And then if you like podcasts like this, my podcast is called The Scale Up Show, where I share details like this, and in writing, I do it on LinkedIn. So those are free resources you can leverage to get to know me or understand and get more help. And then if you want to do a little bit more, you can check out the Sales AI Accelerator and I am now starting to help companies implement this at scale. That's pretty much it, Steve.
Very cool. Really exciting, man. Well, this has been a great episode of the Outside Sales Talk podcast. If you work in field sales, you'll love Badger Maps, the number one route planner that'll help you sell 20% more and drive 20% less. You can get a free trial at badgermapping.com. If anyone can think of other sales reps that would benefit from learning about AI and the stuff that Ryan talked to us about today, definitely forward this episode on to them, because it's a great overview of AI and sales and what's going on right now. Ryan, really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.